Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, March 14th, 2007. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we come to you through our ministry we call Daily Encouragement Net. We have prepared and now share this message right here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we are hearing lots of birds, even as I was out this morning. Which is fitting, for the title of today's message is, Do Birds Worry? And Brooksine will share the scripture text from Matthew 6:25-27, which are the words of our Lord.
Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life?
We drove through the Middle Creek Wildlife Management Area in northern Lancaster County the other day. There are some 180,000 snow geese in the area, and they converge on the mountain lake at dusk. It's really quite a remarkable sight, and we have a photo up on the site I took this last Sunday of that particular place.
One observer describes it like this. From far away, it could be a patch of water lilies gone wild, gobs of bobbing, floating whiteness atop a glistening 400-acre lake. Then you get closer and you see the tiny specks of black on the edge of what are surely wings, being untucked by what is most definitely a pinkish bill. Then you hear the raspy, discordant honking, louder than an army of 18-wheelers, commanding your eyes to an upward blizzard of birds eclipsing the sky.
Well, we obeyed the commandment of Jesus when we pulled our car off the road, along with hundreds of other spectators, observed these birds who were nesting along the lake and in the distance on the lake. Jesus told us to look at the birds of the air. He was giving a teaching about worry.
I wonder if birds worry. I've wondered this about our pets as well. Worry is a condition that is present when trust is lacking and when we become overwhelmed with a sense of present and future needs. I really suspect the animal kingdom merely lives with no cognizance of the future. But it's our awareness of the future that causes us to worry, which really expresses a lack of trust in our Heavenly Father. Jesus, in the same context of our daily text, says this, O you of little faith.
What meticulous care our God exercises to provide for the birds. But consider how much greater value we are to God than these birds. Jesus said so. The one who has so marvelously provided for the birds of the air is certainly more interested in those made in his own image. Hope rises up within the believer as he contemplates the words of Scripture. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. And actually, that's a word of a song, but based upon a Scripture.
God's love for us is abundantly demonstrated in the way he cares and provides for his creation. My prayer is that you will experience the wonderful peace of God today as you rest in the divine care of our loving Father.
Worry can be such a detriment in our walk of faith and will rob us of the supernatural peace that is God's blessing and inheritance for his children. Perhaps today you'll want to personalize this truth by properly proclaiming, I will not be afraid, for I am worth more than many sparrows. And you sure are.
Let's pray together. Father, I want to look to the words of Jesus when he warns us of the perils that come with worrying. It is common knowledge that worry will damage our health and can even lead to an early death. It will consume our thoughts and taint our outlook in everything we endeavor to do. It will hinder our productivity and affect the way we relate to others. Help us to remember that worrying does not contribute to the solution, but only creates other troubles. The answer to our problems is to place our hope and trust in you, by seeking first your kingdom and your righteousness. In the process of seeking you above all else, you bring perspective, direction, trust, and supernatural peace into the most troubling circumstances. Only you can make a roadway in the wilderness, and only you can open a door that has been closed. Nothing is impossible with you, Father. Amen.
Amen. We're grateful for lessons from birds, and that's a lesson that regardless of where you live and are reading or listening to this material, you can observe. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. We prepare and share these messages each weekday morning. If you go to the site today, March 14th, you can read some additional materials I'll allude to right now. If not, just go back to the previous message to that date. I do have an online study about worry that I found helpful from the Middletown Bible Church. Audio of the song, His Eye Is on the Sparrow, a beautiful local church version from a Romanian church in Dallas, Texas. Several photos up on the site today, but the main photo is a photo I took this last Sunday of those snow geese at Middle Creek Wildlife Area. But I do have a couple links to some more professional photos, I guess you'd say. Somebody that's obviously spent some time there, and a beautiful selection of photos, including the geese taken off, which is the most remarkable sight. I guess that's about all I have today. I have a couple of other photos at the bottom of the site as well that I have taken. May you be blessed today. May you be encouraged, and may you find the peace that comes from trusting the ever-trustworthy Lord.